grass, ganja, joint, doobie, do, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, loveboat, bud, Buddha, blunt, pot, pat, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come in.
Chris Valley. Come in, Chris Valley. Can you hear me?
Oh, hello. Good afternoon.
Calling from isolation at home?
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, high in the hills.
Mm-hmm.
And, greetings to everyone who's, doing what we're all doing today. And in particular, greetings to all the medical patients and all the consumers who are wondering, where the hell's my next bit coming from?
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't just panic buying at certain supermarkets and things over the last week. There was actually, I saw panic buying at the grow shops. So I've got to say, to the consumers that are worried about the supply chain, and obviously consumers of all sorts down at supermarkets worried about the supply chain of their toilet rolls, cannabis consumers are worried about the supply chain of their cannabis,
and
particularly for medical patients. And so for those patients, it could literally be life and death for some of them. It's probably not for most of them. It's probably more like quality of life. There's a lot of people out there worried at the moment. And I've got to say, based on the panic buying I saw down at the grow shops, the providers have got you covered. They are well stocked, literally pallet loads of nutrients flying out the door to people. So that the growers and the reassure you all are doing pretty good at keeping the supply chain going. The key is going to be, though, how people are actually going to get anything. I was really hoping that there'd be more kind of couriers going around and people would just be able to order, text your dealer and get a courier delivered. But, that's yet to... Well, we don't quite know how that's going to play out, I guess, whether couriers will actually do that.
Chris, I had heard that Mitre 10 was running low on glass houses.
That does not surprise me at all. That could be, I guess, people wanting to grow tomatoes and things. I heard there was a bit of a rush on all sorts. But it is a good thing. Not a good thing, but when these sorts of things happen, people often, you get that chance to take stock. And obviously, there's a lot of people that I've heard questioning it or noticing the environmental degradation of all our industries going, full power. And then when it all peels back, everything seems to get better. And it makes you take stock. Do we really need to be treating the planet the way that we do? Maybe we can do things in a different way. And it's similar to this with cannabis. It makes you kind of realize, if you don't have your regular, person, if they're cut off on that, how the hell do people access it? And in times like this, how do medical patients keep their supply going? One thing is we can look to overseas where in quite a few legal jurisdictions, they've actually given the cannabis stores essential supply status, and in particular the medical ones, but not all of it. But in some states, in America, it's actually the adult stores as well, not just the medical. So that means those stores can stay open in some instances. Each state's kind of doing it differently from what I've been reading up. Some of them, they're closing the physical stores, but they're letting them do mail orders. Some of them are letting the physical stores stay open, but with things in place like one in, one out, and maintaining distance and keeping up the hygiene and all that. So it's interesting that they have that response, but the key thing is they actually get to have that response when it's legal. When it's legal, you can actually have these discussions and work out how you're going to go forward. In an illegal environment like we have, we don't really know. Are the tinny shops still running? Are the gang pads still going? What type of cleaning does a gang do when they're wrapping up your cannabis?
Totally. I guess we're seeing it a little bit. I mean, a good example would probably be the Trusts at the moment, which are operating their alcohol stores out West Auckland. Still managing to do that?
Yeah, well, that one, I'm out west myself, and that's really because we can't get anything from the supermarkets. So rather than going completely dry, and I guess they were thinking, well, if you can't get anything out west, you're just going to drive into town and go somewhere else.
Oh, true.
So you got to have something open.
It does make sense, doesn't it?
But the trust model, I think, is quite cool because it returns all the profits back to the community and gives out community grants and everyone kind of benefits. And that's the sort of model that, personally, I'd like to see for cannabis. I don't like the monopoly status that the trusts have, so we can have a hybrid where you have competing trusts or or private enterprises that are acting like the trust, but still giving, you know, at least most of their profits back and that kind of thing. So, yeah, that's another interesting kind of conversation, I guess, we can have. And the Netherlands would be another one that we can look to, in that they've also kept the coffee shops going in the Netherlands. They actually had a bit of a panic buy when they at first announced they were going to close down, and then they realised, and this isn't... The argument there is not that it's essential as such. The argument is that if they don't let them stay open, then people will turn back to the illicit market. And in the illicit market, you don't have any control over anything. You don't know the cleaning. You also have contact with hard drugs. In the Netherlands in particular, it's heroin and things like that. Here it would be methamphetamine or pee. And so if you send the cannabis consumers back to the illicit market, then you end up with all these other problems in terms of hygiene and spread of diseases and things. So that's the reason they kept them open there. And certainly, as we, you know, at this stage, we don't even really know what's going to go on with the referendum, but we just have to presume it's still happening, you know, hopefully on time. And when we do get that chance that this is something that we can actually vote for, not only will a referendum let people grow at home, so for everyone who's missing out right now, can't get any cannabis, or the medical patients who can't get their own or it's too expensive, we vote yes for the referendum, everyone can grow their own. We could all be at home watching our plants grow right now. And that will make lockdown a hell of a lot more enjoyable, I've got to say.
Is there any news regarding the referendum, or is it all sort of taken a back seat with the current situation?
Yes, the sweeping powers that were invoked with the Civil Defence Emergency Management Act, when they declared that state of emergency, that actually lets them defer the election, and so that's already happened. And I believe in that Parliament has agreed to not reconvene, I think, till April 28 next year. That's a year away with no Parliament, which is just incredible. But the government has taken on Parliament's powers. And obviously, when this all calms down, if it calms down in time for the election to proceed, the government could rescind that power and just go back to Parliament again. But at this stage... that the original timetable hasn't been officially lifted, but I think you'd be pretty optimistic to think they're still going to stick to it. So it was going to be September 19, the referendum held on the same day as the general election. I'm not sure that we can really say that that's still the case, until we hear anything different, we've just got to presume it is and just get everyone, you know, this is a great chance for everyone to get on the electoral roll while they're stuck at home. It's on the internet, it's vote.nz. Or you can call their 0800 367656. And don't go into any post shop because you're not allowed to. Get on the roll and get all your friends on the roll and all your whānau on the roll and just make sure that we're all geared up. That's going to be a real crucial thing, because even if the election and the referendum don't proceed as they currently are, they might switch to something like a postal vote but still hold it at the same period. They can also... here's the interesting thing. They can actually take over all licensed premises and have them run as polling booths. That's another sort of little-known power that came into effect. So all bars, cafes, restaurants, nightclubs, they can actually take them over and go, you're now a polling booth for the election. And that's, of course, because every town, no matter how small, has got a pub or a licensed premise, even if they don't have a school or a church or some other facility. Everywhere's got a licensed premise. So I think, you know, I don't know if they'll be putting too much thought into it right now, because there's a lot of other really important things that they're obviously thinking a lot more about. But I don't think it'll be too far away before we have some more definitive news over what exactly is going to happen.
All right. Hey, Chris, we've run perfectly to when the bed wraps up, so we might
Brilliant.
Wrap it up there.
Fantastic. We're getting the timing just down right, eh?
Yeah. You've been doing it for a while, so... You've got, you do. You've got it down to an art form. Hey, Chris.
Yeah. One last thing before I go, though. I just wanted to briefly say, and I should have mentioned this, cannabis is not a cure-all. We talked about this last week, in that people really want to kind of minimize the amount of smoke they're taking, and obviously avoiding sharing, or don't share any joints. Don't share your vapes. Don't share your bongs. Don't cough around other people. Don't be around people that are coughing. And so that's really good for keeping yourself safe and people around you. But there's some stories on the internet circulating that perhaps cannabis or CBD might cure you of it. That is absolute bollocks. It will not cure you of it. There are some cannabinoids that have some antiviral properties, but there is absolutely no evidence that cannabis will help with the COVID-19 coronavirus. So we just need to get that out there and be very clear to look after yourself that cannabis is not going to save you from this particular thing.
Nice. All right, Chris, sage advice.
Very good. That's what I'm here for.
All right, we will see you next week.
Cheers, mate. Well, you won't see me, but you'll hear from me.
We'll hear from you.
Okay.
Cheers, mate. Bye.
Bye. Do it, man.
That was Marijuana Media.